Sports 10. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Last night, I ended up hanging out with former Frederica coach Clint Morgan, who won a state championship over there with the Knights. And it was like hanging out with a rock star over on St. Simon's. Everywhere we went, everyone wanted to shake his hand, wanted to talk to him. He started signing autographs on people's shirts and hats. It was crazy.
Wow. Frederica got Valwood coming in next week, next Friday night, and that's going to be a heck of a football game. Two teams that I guess it's a rivalry brewing between those two. So it's going to be a good game next Friday night.
Frederica has only beaten Valwood once in their existence, just one time. That was a couple years back. They didn't play Valwood this year because of the hurricane. Valwood's a really good team. I think from here on out in the GISA and GISA, from this point forward, it's going to be a dogfight for everyone that's left.
It is going to be. I mean, you got some good teams. That Gatewood team, I looked at their record. Whew. They're beating people to death.
It's going
to
be, yeah. Gatewood, I think them and Frederica are the preseason favorites. And Gatewood just, I mean, look, got to call a duck sometimes. Gatewood has kind of moved on to where they played really well in the regular season. And there are a lot of folks that feel like Gatewood is the favorite right now to win it. Even though Frederica has two Division I athletes, really three Division I, but one of them is injured. So two Division I athletes playing right now. There are a lot of folks that feel that Gatewood's going to beat Frederica if Frederica gets there and if Gatewood gets there. But they're on opposite sides, so they would play in the state championship game.
Well, got to get past Valwood first. And, you know, Valwood is no picnic for anybody.
So let's run up some scores for you. Heritage is down by Frederica last night, 51-14. Glenn Academy claims a share of its third straight region title, 45-14 winners over Bradwell. Brunswick High woodsheds Osborne, 68-14. Lee County claims the number one seed in Region 1, down in Coffee County, 23-7. Valdosta downs Houston, 51-20. Richmond Hill is upset by Effingham, 40-26, which throws a monkey wrench in Region 2. We'll get to that in a minute. New Hampstead goes down to Ware, 33-14. Goes down to Ware. Wayne beats Statesboro, 44-13. Brantley ends their season on a high note, 34-8 over Long County. Liberty wins the region championship, 41-14 over Pierce. Charlton, 41-23 winners over Lanier. MCA ends their season on a high note as well, 48-28 over Johnson. Camden loses to Tifts, 21-10, and Valwood, as we mentioned, advances to the Final Four in GISA, beating John Millage, 42-7.
Richmond Hill. Let me start on them.
Wait.
Okay.
I want to issue a missing report for Richmond Hill. If anyone has seen the Richmond Hill team that played Glenn Academy 2 weeks ago, please give us a call because no one has seen them since.
It was Halloween that night. They came in here dressed up as somebody that they wore a costume here that night. They were wearing a mask. So the real Richmond Hill has showed up the last 2 weeks, and they are exactly what we thought they were, a fraud.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Jessup Furniture, Express Lube, and Moondoggies. Okay, so here's how the scenario shakes out in the region. If Richmond Hill had handled their business last night, Richmond Hill would have been the 2 seed, Brunswick would have been the 1, Glenn would have been the 3, Effingham would have been the 4. But since it didn't go that way, Effingham beats Richmond Hill, and so Glenn goes all the way from 3 up to 1. Brunswick drops from 1 to 2. Effingham goes from 4-3, and Richmond Hill falls all the way down to the 4 seed in Region 2.
To get an all-expense-paid beatdown in Leesburg next Friday night by Lee County.
A former number one in the state is Lee County, by the way. So, yeah, Richmond Hill, you've got no shot to beat Lee. And look, the Region 2 matchup with Region 1, it's tough. The four teams that got in over there, Kip just mentioned Lee County, Northside Warner Robins, Coffee and Valdosta are the four teams that got in from Region 1, and they're matching up with the four teams that we put in from Region 2. So Glenn Academy, as the number one seed, they've probably got the most favorable game in that first round with Valdosta.
Valdosta's rolling in here at 4-6 to play the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, the number one seed, region champion, Glenn Academy Red Terriers. And I don't think Valdosta's going to come in here. I think Glenn's going to beat them by maybe a couple of touchdowns.
The Pirates probably got the biggest short end of the stick and the all-time short end of the stick after last night's upset of Richmond Hill. Not only did the Pirates fall from a 1 to a 2, that means that they are drawing Northside Warner Robins in the first round. How about that? Mm-hmm. And then if the Pirates get by Northside Warner Robins, most likely Tucker is going to be waiting for them in the second round.
It'll be interesting. It'll be good games to broadcast.
Yeah.
We got Northside rolling in here at 7-3 as a 3 seed with a bye week. They had the night off last night. And then they got a pretty good defense. Offensively, they're not like Northside of previous years, which probably explains why they're 7-3. They lost to Coffey 14-12. They lost to Lee County in overtime by a field goal. And they lost to Warner Robins first game of the season. So it's not like they losing to chump teams. So they're rolling here. They're rolling here this weekend. Or next Friday night is next Saturday night. Brunswick will play Northside Saturday night at 7:00 at Glenn County Stadium, and Glenn Academy will host Valdosta this Friday night. So playoff football in Glenn County Stadium, 2 games next weekend.
To finish out the region standings, Effingham does get the 3 seed, so they'll get to travel to Douglas to play Coffey.
Yeah, that's going to be nice for the Effingham County Rebels. Nice little trip for them.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned, Richmond Hill gets Lee County. So, you know, Effingham, Richmond County, go ahead and get your Thanksgiving plans in order. You won't be playing.
Richmond Hill, you go from 7-0, and in 2 weeks, you're a 4 seed. Fraud. I should have known. You know, I'm a Brunswick High guy. I should have known better than put any faith in Richmond Hill. I knew better, Jason, but I just bought into the Kool-Aid this week, and I knew
you better. Do that a lot.
I bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. I drank the Wildcat Kool-Aid all week, and here they go, and they lay an egg. What really happened was they came in here and beat Glenn Academy, and that's the biggest fluke in the history of football. If Glenn Academy and Richmond Hill played 100 times, Glenn Academy would beat them 98 of 100. They'd have another game where they'd, you know, go out and have a team picnic or something the day before and eat too much and come in and get beat 14-13. But then the other 98 times they'd beat them something like 35-10.
Some other area teams that got into the playoffs, we're still waiting on the single A brackets to come out, so we don't have those for public or private. But in the double A bracket, Vidalia gets in, Brooks County gets in, Dublin's in, and Benedictine's in. In AAA, Tattnall County, Cook County, Pierce County, Liberty County, and Appling County all get in. In AAA, in 4A, Burke County, West Lawrence are the only two teams kind of from South Georgia-ish to get in. In 5A, New Hampstead, Dutchtown, Ware County, Wayne County, and South Effingham. How on God's green earth did South Effingham make the playoffs? But they did. They've got Warner Robins in the first round.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice little trip to
make your Thanksgiving plans. Mm. In 6A, Effingham, Coffey, Northside Warner Robins, Brunswick, Glenn Academy, Valdosta, Lee County, and Richmond Hill, pretty much the teams we talked about. And in 7A, Tift County, Colquitt County, Lowndes County gets in, and please notice the absence of Camden. Camden is replaced for the second straight year by an at-large team. Camden did not make the playoffs. They're in a 4-team region, and they're the only team from that region that the GHSA said, you're not good enough to get in. We're going to replace you with somebody else. Second straight year that's happened to them.
And they played Tiff pretty tough last night.
They did.
What was it, 21-10?
21-10. Camden was up most of the first half in that game.
They'll be back soon, hopefully. But this region, let's make no mistake. Richmond Hill's not going to beat Lee County, okay? That's not happening. Effingham is not going to Douglas and beating Coffey County. This will be the second time they played this season. And so the only hope for Region 2 is for Glenn to beat Valdosta, which I think will happen. And then you got us, Brunswick High, playing Northside in a 2-3 game that probably most folks around the state are going to pick Northside to win.
Probably. Well, we got like a spare 40 seconds. We're going to go ahead and play our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. This is Mike Leach after the game on Saturday.
They lost.
Do you have an opinion on
that? Oh, I never liked candy. I think it's just awful. I think candy corn's awful. It, you know, it's like fruitcake. You know, there's a reason they only serve fruitcake once a year because it's awful. There's a reason they only serve mint juleps once a year because they're awful. And there's a reason they only serve candy corn once a year because it's awful. Now, that does beg the question why they serve it at all. But anyway, that's my opinion.
When was your last encounter with candy corn?
Sometime when I was a kid, and you eat it by the handfuls because that's all that's left, and you get sick.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with yours truly, Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Catch 228, and Alan Tucker. And now we have our week in review.
And here we go. This is Jim McElwain. I am not home right now. I am out shark fishing. Be sure to leave a death threat at the beep. Dave Roberts, definitely not Leo Mazzoni when it comes to handling a pitching staff. Retired Navy Commander John Wells declined the state's invite to be honored before a game. Good for you. Gators will start Malik Zaire this week because nothing will save your season better than a fifth-year senior that has ridden the pine behind a redshirt freshman all season long. Ohio State Buckeyes buck out of the college football playoff. Braves being sued by former GM John Capella. Braves countersuing him for being a terrible GM. LSU, Jamarcus Russell isn't walking through that door. He can no longer fit. Penn State needs a Heimlich hug because they choked away a shot at a national championship against Ohio State. I think we should all be more like you, Darvish. And these are my thoughts.
I know it's college football season and a lot of high school football, but Dave Roberts, the way he handled that pitching staff in the World Series for the Dodgers, to me, that's a fireable. That's fireable.
You took Rich Hill out of the game twice in the fourth inning, and both times. Like, I understand the first time, or rather the second time, he'd gotten himself into a jam, but he almost pitched himself out. He had runners at second and third and nobody out. He only gives up one run, and now he's got a runner at third with two outs. And you take him out of the game, you put in Brandon Morrow, and you've got the pitcher spot at the top of the inning. And so you burn Rich Hill and Brandon Morrow to get out one hitter. I mean, that's managing 101. You never burn two pitchers for one hitter if you don't have to.
And you saw Darvish in game 7. This guy, if you looked at him and looked at his body language on the hill, it looked like he was watching a Friday the 13th movie. He was petrified to be out there.
Something that I was a little disappointed in, we were talking a little bit here on the show about the Navy commander that declined the New Orleans Saints option to be honored because of what's going on in the NFL with players taking a knee. Here locally, the basketball team for the College of Coastal Georgia took a knee Wednesday night during the national anthem. And to my knowledge, they said that they were taking a stand for racial equality in this country. I don't know their story, so I'm not going to sit here and preach from a pedestal, but what I am going to say is I have a tough time. I have a tough time with this. I have a tough time wrapping my brain around a 20-year-old man taking a knee during the national anthem and saying that the reason he's doing it is to bring attention for racial equality when he's playing basketball on a scholarship. I don't understand where that's coming from. I have a really hard time with that. But we probably shouldn't touch on that. Or maybe we should.
I'm just going to leave that alone, man, because everybody has their opinion. You know what they say about opinions.
Mm.
And I don't like to see it personally, but, you know, what people do is what they do. Can't control that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's move on. Just going to say, I have a really hard time understanding the stance of racial inequality when you're playing basketball on scholarship.
I mean, common sense would agree with you right there.
I would think.
It just doesn't add up, but.
All right.
It just doesn't add up.
Okay. So the the college football playoff rankings came out. Georgia's number one. Did they get that right?
Yes.
I agree.
First week.
Yeah.
I think if Alabama beats LSU today, impressively, Alabama will be number one next week because their strength of schedule is starting to go up. I mean, Georgia's number one just based on the Notre Dame win right now and the Mississippi State win that they had, and their strength, the body of work right now is more impressive than Alabama's. But Alabama's got, you know, they've got Auburn, Mississippi State, and LSU in the next three or four weeks. So their body of work's going to get more improved over that time, and they'll probably be number one next week if they beat LSU today.
The committee basically gave a big slap in the face to Miami and Wisconsin, both undefeated, both in Power Fives, and neither one of them are even in the top eight.
Well, Miami's got a chance to build their resume today because they play Virginia Tech at home, 13 against number 9, and Miami's got a chance to say, okay, guys, you disrespected us, and here we are. Now, rank us where we need to be.
Here's what's going to end up happening at the end of the day. When all this is said and done, you're going to end up having a one-loss conference champion in the Big Ten, a one-loss conference champion in the Big 12, a one-loss conference champ in the ACC, and either a one-loss champ or probably an undefeated in the SEC, and then a one-loss Notre Dame. Probably.
I'm going to tell you this one more time.
Somebody's got to get left out.
I know you don't want to hear this.
What don't I want to hear?
And you're going to say, how can that be?
Oh,
but
boy.
Sometimes you just can't explain things, and you just have to understand that's just the way things are going to be. No, a one-loss Notre Dame team's going to be in the college football playoff. You can bet your last – if you've got $1 million in your checking account, you can bet $999,000 that Notre Dame's going to be in the college football playoff, and you will double your money.
I agree with you unless Georgia loses to Alabama. I don't think that there's any way that if Georgia's undefeated and they lose Alabama in the SEC title game and Georgia's beaten Notre Dame and Georgia doesn't get in –
Man, I can hear.
I can't see where they're going to say, well, Georgia's got one loss in the SEC championship game to Alabama, and they beat Notre Dame, but we're going to put Notre Dame in over Georgia, and Notre Dame doesn't even play a conference championship.
Man, have you watched these talking heads on ESPN? They're already preparing you for that scenario. It's going to happen.
No.
Kirk Herbstreit and all these guys are on TV every week. Notre Dame, one loss Notre Dame. How can you keep them out? How can you keep them out? Their strength of schedule, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, and again, I've told you a lot, but you don't listen. Notre Dame's going to be in that playoff if they only have one loss. They're going to be there.
Minding your own business when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill. The only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica dismantle Heritage 51-14 to advance to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs. The playoffs will start for both Glenn and Brunswick next week. Glenn wins a share of the region title with Brunswick as the Terriers pull away from Bradwell 45-14. The Terriers will be the number one seed. Brunswick woodsheds Osborne 68-14 and claim the number two seed in the region. Both the Pirates and Terriers will be at home next week in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Joining us in just a second on the Pristine Water Landline is the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Court Cleaners, Coconut Kev's and Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. Now welcoming in the head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time. Coach, are you there?
Hey, Josh. Come here, check this out.
Coach? Hey, Coach, we can hear you. Are you there? Coach Hidalgo. All right, we're going to cut him loose. Well, we had Coach Hidalgo. Apparently, he had set the phone down and moved away.
You want to try calling him back?
Sure.
See if we can pick him up again. But before the break, I was trying to educate Jason Bishop on why Notre Dame's going to be in the college football playoff with one loss. It's just, it's, you have to understand, you know, he's a little bit younger, a little still wet behind the ears a little bit, and he don't quite understand how college football things work. You got these talking heads on ESPN. You got the NBC television contract. A lot of money behind Notre Dame out there in college football. And 11-1 Notre Dame team is going to be in the college football playoff. And we're trying to get Coach Hidalgo back on. Joining us is Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Coach, can you hear us? Coach Hidalgo, can you hear us? All right. So, obviously, we're having some technical difficulties, so we're just going to let that go.
So, we didn't get through our picks, our college football picks.
No, we haven't done those yet.
So, we may try Coach Hidalgo again. We got some technical difficulties in the studio today. But we'll try to get those sorted out.
We have technical difficulties in the studio every week, almost, it seems like.
See, you sit here and you're trying to, the mojo came in here on you. You're sitting here trying to say Notre Dame's not going to be in the college football playoff with one loss. So Wisconsin at Indiana today. Wisconsin probably feeling a little disrespected in the first college football poll. They're right, what, 10th?
Ninth.
They're playing at Indiana and they'll take it out on the Hoosiers today. Penn State.
No. I'm picking Indiana to upset Wisconsin at home. I'm taking Indiana to take down the Badgers.
Wow. Okay. Penn State at Michigan State. Penn State, where they have the hangover from blowing a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter at Ohio State.
Michigan State's not nearly as good as Penn State. I'll take Penn State on the road.
I'll take Penn State. UMass at Mississippi State, blowout. Auburn at Texas A&M. Now, Auburn, I think, is looking ahead to Georgia and Alabama, and I think they're going to get bit tonight in College Station. Kevin Sumlin's fighting for his job.
I'm going Texas A&M in an upset.
South Carolina at number one, Georgia.
How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good to me. And South Carolina is a historical thorn in the side of Georgia. Georgia wins most of the games, but, man, there are a lot of them are close, tight ball games. South Carolina is going to play Georgia tough today. Georgia's going to win, though.
I'll take the Dogs. Number four, Clemson at 20, NC State. I'll take Clemson.
I'm going to pick NC State in an upset today because that'll throw the ACC into chaos if NC State wins at home against Clemson today. So I'm picking the Wolfpack.
Iowa State at West Virginia. Iowa State's ranked number 15. I think West Virginia brings them back down to earth.
I hope not. This coach for Iowa State, I love his post-game pep talks or post-game talks in the locker room. I think they go on the road. I think Iowa State's got a special season brewing. I think they get it done today.
Number six, Ohio State goes to Iowa. I'll take the Buckeyes.
I'll take the Buckeyes, too.
21, Stanford at 25, Washington State.
I'll take Stanford.
I think they're more physical.
Yep, they run the foot. Wake Forest at Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame. One loss, Notre Dame.
Number five, Oklahoma at number 11, Oklahoma State, Bedlam.
I'm taking Oklahoma State in this one. Oklahoma, I think Oklahoma State gets it done today. I don't know why, but I just think they get it done at home today.
Sometimes I just wonder if we watch the same college football games.
We do. Oklahoma, Oklahoma lays eggs, man. Mm. They're one of these teams that will lay a mysterious egg on you.
Number 18.
Like Richmond Hill.
Number 18, UCF at SMU.
Central Florida's pretty good.
Texas at number 8, TCU.
I almost picked Texas, but I can't do it, TCU.
I'm pulling the trigger on Texas. I'm taking Texas in the upset on the road.
Mm.
Number 13, Virginia Tech at number 10, Miami.
I'm picking Virginia Tech to beat Miami and knock them out of the playoff picture.
Okay, so I just want to go on record and say I'm pulling for Miami because DJ Dallas and Vellante Hillary are down there, but I don't think Miami wins this game. I'll take Virginia Tech. 19, LSU at number 2, Alabama.
This game is going to be close for a little while.
Mm-mm.
LSU's got a lot of pride. They're going to go into Tuscaloosa where they historically play well. Look it up. LSU goes to Tuscaloosa and they play well historically. They're not going to win the football game, but Alabama's going to know they've been in a battle today.
I have a lot of pride, too, but if I got in a race with Usain Bolt, I'm not even close.
3 or 4 weeks ago, you went through the same mindset. I'm trying to teach you SEC history. I told you Auburn was not going to LSU and winning because of historical things, and you didn't want to listen to me. I'm telling you, LSU plays Alabama tough in Tuscaloosa, and there's a lot of pride on the line here. LSU's not going to win the game, but they're going to play Alabama tough.
I'm just saying, I got a lot of pride, but I'm not as fast as Usain Bolt.
Okay. Oregon at Washington. Washington's going to beat Oregon.
Yeah, I'll take Washington. 22, Arizona at 17, USC.
I'll take the Trojans. I don't know why I don't like them. But,
I'll take Arizona in the game. I like that. Yep. ACC, Syracuse at Florida State. Florida State's got to get the ship right at some point, right?
They're not getting it right today. They're losing to Syracuse at home.
I'll take Florida State. Georgia Tech at Virginia.
I'll take the Jackets.
Me too. Florida at Mizzou.
I'm taking Missouri because I think they can throw the football and sling it around. And I think Florida, I think the Gators have mailed it in for 2017.
If Florida loses to Missouri, there's no way that they keep their head. That's already happened.
It's already happened.
Western Kentucky at Vandy.
It's going to be a tough game, but Vandy's going to win.
Ole Miss at Kentucky.
I've got Kentucky circled, but I have no confidence in the Wildcats.
Coastal Carolina at Arkansas.
Arkansas.
If Southern Miss goes to Knoxville today and knocks off Tennessee, I would be a happy camper. Southern Miss at Tennessee.
I hope they do, but I hope they do, but I got Tennessee picked to win.
Georgia State at Georgia Southern. Georgia State is a 4-point favorite. It is the only game that is manageable as far as the point differential while playing Georgia Southern. We all know the Eagles are having a horrible year. This might be the most winnable game on the schedule. I can't imagine the Eagles going winless. I'll take Georgia Southern at home to beat Georgia State.
How did Georgia Southern turn into the dumpster fire that they are currently?
Coaching.
Yeah, I'll pick the Eagles. There's nothing that leads me to what, I mean, this is a hunch. I'll just pick them.
Okay, Kennesaw State at Montana State.
It's a long trip for Kennesaw, but I think they go out and get it done. It might be snowing out in Montana today.
I'm never going to pick against my alma mater, but I don't think they're going to win this game. Yeah. Delaware State at Savannah State.
Just because I got a saw, I like Savannah. Savannah's a special city to me. I'm going to pick Savannah State, and they're not going to win, but, you know, I'm just going to pick them anyway.
Okay, yeah, Delaware State's going to win that game. Valparaiso at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
J.U.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights! Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no!
someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Irrigation and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So last segment, we tried to get Rocky Hidalgo on the air, and we had some technical difficulties with the Pristine Water landline. We're hoping those technical difficulties have been sorted out because we should have Brandon Derrick, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, on the Pristine Water landline. So we're going to cross our fingers. Coach Derrick, are you there? That's a big fat negative. So obviously, the phone lines stink. And we have technical difficulty yet again.
It's that Notre Dame mojo. See how you were doing earlier? We can talk about the World Series, though. I mean, I thought this was one of the better World Series that just concluded. I mean, I don't understand why the Dodgers did not start Clayton Kershaw in Game 7 for the life of me. All hands on deck. I know he had just pitched in Game 5, but he came in and gave you four scoreless innings. Why didn't you just start him? He probably could have gave you four scoreless innings to start the game, and then, you know, that's the outcome could have been a little different.
Well, in reality, why didn't he pitch Game 4?
Yes.
Why didn't you pitch him Game 1, Game 4, Game 7? And so at least you've got your shutdown ace on the mound three different times. Granted, it might be on a little bit of short rest, but I'd rather have my ace on short rest than only have him go on regular rest twice in the series and then pitch him in relief in Game 7. Or, you know, even if you start him, you're only going to get maybe, you know, about four innings out of him. I would just rather have him on short rest three starts. I just thought Dave Roberts put too much pressure on his bullpen, and he put too much value on how good his bullpen was. At some point, the starters have to get through the fifth inning. It's got to happen. You've got to let your starters eat innings because that's the way it works.
You're paying Kershaw all this money, well over $200 million. You got to put him on the hill every opportunity that you get. And like you said, he pulled Hill, fourth inning of each game he started?
Yeah, and that was awful, yeah. Especially in the first game that Rich Hill started, because he was pitching great. And they just randomly come, you know, you're done. And there wasn't a threat. It was just, I'm going to go to my bullpen because that's the strength of my team, or my pitching staff is my bullpen, and we're going to let our bullpen finish the game. By the way, they lost both those games.
They did. But with all the stuff that's going on in Houston with Hurricane Harvey and things like that, I'm glad that the Astros finally won that first world championship. It's a good thing. And then the same day, they won the world championship Deshaun Watson blows his knee out in Texans practice, and he's out for the season. And he was having a great year, rookie year for the Texans. So a lot of stuff. J.J. Watt's out for the season. A lot of unfortunate things are happening in Houston. So it's glad to, I'm glad to see the Astros get this World Series.
Justin Verlander, somewhere on his way from Detroit to Houston in that trade, made a pit stop at the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, he did, because he... Who's that movie star he's dating? Doesn't he have a girlfriend movie star? Like Kate something? I can't think of her last name. Kate Upton?
Kate Upton.
That's his Fountain of Youth. that's what's got Justin pitching well, and he comes in and... He comes from the Tigers. Tigers are my favorite team in the American League, and they trade him to the Astros, and Verlander had a heck of a playoffs for them.
Since we've got all these technical difficulties with the phones, which will be addressed, because Jason's not a happy camper. And those of you that know Jason when he's not a happy camper knows that's not a good situation. But we'll take your calls. Maybe if the phone line will work. Well, we got a caller now. Let's give this one more shot. All right. This is the Jason Bishop Show. You're on the air. Yeah, still nothing.
Hello?
Hello? Maybe the worst show in the history of shows.
It's just the phone lines aren't working today for some reason.
Mm.
We'll get it fixed for next week, though.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Strike Zone, and Pristine Water. Well, while we've got some time, we'll go ahead and play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week one more time.
Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, I've never liked candy. I think it's just awful. I think candy corn's awful. It's like fruitcake. There's a reason they only serve fruitcake once a year because it's awful. There's a reason they only serve mint juleps once a year because they're awful. And there's a reason they only serve candy corn once a year, because it's awful. Now, that does beg the question why they serve it at all. But anyway, that's my opinion.
When was your last encounter with candy corn?
Sometime when I was a kid, and you eat it by the handfuls because that's all that's left, and you get sick.
That's pretty good. Mike Leach, Washington State. They can't really stop anybody on defense right now, so, they're struggling right now. Lost a couple of ball games here recently, but his press conferences, they're up there in Saban territory, some of his press conferences and his interactions with the media. So, and Nick Saban, the rat poison comment about the rankings and the media and things like that. I mean, I'm looking forward to, the playoffs and the SEC championship, just hear Saban at the podium.
I saw an awesome shirt up in Savannah the other day. It was Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, and you could tell it was back when Kirby Smart was with Alabama, but they had photoshopped Kirby Smart in Georgia gear, of course, Alabama, and Saban in his Alabama gear, and it had Kirby Smart pointing at Saban, and then the caption, "We're coming for you."
It appears that way. It appears that way. Georgia... This two-game stretch with Georgia the next 2 weeks is going to tell us a lot about the Georgia Bulldogs. South Carolina today, you come up, you get over the Florida hurdle last week, blowing out the Gators, breaking that three-game streak against them. And now you got a team that really gets jacked up to play Georgia. Them Carolina Gamecocks, they get fired up to come to play Georgia, and I'm anxious to see how Georgia responds today.
I'm anxious to see how the phone lines are going to respond next week.
We'll get that sorted out, man. It's going to be okay. I told you when you started at Mojo, Notre Dame Mojo, things happen that you cannot explain. So it's just the way it is. Anytime you mention Notre Dame in a negative sort of light, things just seem to just go wrong.
If the season ended today, what four teams do you take?
Today?
Today. They don't even play these games.
I would take Georgia, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I would take Clemson,
uh-huh,
and I would take Ohio State.
Notre Dame's not in.
They're not in. How do you get? How do you? Because to me, Notre Dame is going to have to – I'm not going to be sold on Notre Dame until they get in a conference and play a conference schedule in football. And they do it in every other sport, but they don't do it in football. And I get it because of money, but they should not benefit from a playoff system if they're not in a conference.
Central Florida has got to get in somewhere.
They're not getting in.
They've blown out everybody they've played.
Who have they played?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
They've blown out everybody they've played.
Apparently it does matter to the committee who just voted Miami and Wisconsin 9-10 in the playoffs.
I'm talking about the Jason Jason Bishop committee here.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Central Florida. I'm going to take...
Man.
I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm taking my... These are all undefeated teams here.
Okay.
Wisconsin, Miami, Central Florida, Georgia, and Alabama.
That's five.
Oh. They're in.
So you have a five-team playoff. Just draw somebody out of the hat to get a bye?
That's what I'm doing, man.
Okay.
Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
We had a slam-packed show that we didn't think we were going to get to everything, and because of our phone difficulties, according to Kip, it's because of Notre Dame aura, but
that's it.
Because of the phone difficulties, we actually have an open segment. I would say I'd take your calls, but our phones aren't working, so even if you call and I put you on the air, I'm not going to be able to hear you, so it's pretty pointless. So what we're going to do is the GHSA high school football playoffs start next week, so we're going to go ahead from the brackets that we have, which are from AA to 7A, we're going to tell you who we think is going to win each bracket. Now, it's the single A, public and private. The GHSA have not released those yet, so we don't know who's playing who or where they're playing as of yet. And, of course, in the single A brackets, they don't do region standings. They basically just pick who they think should be in and then seed them any way they want.
In 7A, I'm looking at the bracket right here.
Well, I take that back because I didn't make that very clear. They do take the region standings into account, but then the teams get seeded from like 1 through 32.
Right.
Instead of breaking it down in brackets. Go ahead. All right.
So in 7A, I'm picking Lowndes County. I think they're the best team in 7A. I think they're going to win the state.
Yeah. I mean, Lowndes has beaten everybody, blown out most everyone they've played. I thought that was rhetorical because the Lowndes was so good. I didn't know that I actually had to pick them.
Yep. We got Lowndes, and I'm just pulling random. Double A. Benedictine plays in Double A with a Double A school population, but they're all boys. It's an all-boys school. So Benedictine is at a competitive advantage playing Double A football. And I'll give you the case in point. If the limit is 1,200 kids in Double A in your school, most schools are half boy, half girl. So you got a Brooks County sitting here with 1,200 kids with 600 boys to pull from for football, and you got Benedictine with 1,200 kids, all boys. Most of them play football. So Benedictine's at a competitive advantage playing Double-A football, and they're going to win Double-A state championship again.
There's no way anybody in Double-A is going to beat Benedictine. The only thing that's really left up to any kind of question is actually how it's pronounced. Is it Benedictine or is it Benedictine?
We'll call them BC.
We'll do that.
That's it. Triple A. I'm picking Peach County, and you're picking Calhoun.
I'm going to take Calhoun. Yeah.
I'll take Peach County. Peach has got a good program. Calhoun's got a good program.
They do.
So,
and it seems like Calhoun's always right there every year, and they just fall a little bit short. So I'm going to take them.
So I'll take Peach in Triple A.
All right.
4A, I'm taking Cartersville. I mean, you're taking Cartersville.
Yeah, there's
that's
no question
now.
That's
one of the ones where we didn't even have to bring it. Cartersville might be the best team in all classifications. They'll be in the top three or four.
Yeah, you don't even have to look at the bracket on that one.
5A, you're picking Stockbridge.
I am. And I feel like I'm kind of going out on a limb with that.
I'm picking Buford because you don't have to go out on a limb. Buford is like a Alabama recruiting machine in Metro Atlanta, and that's what Buford does. So they go out and get the best football players, so they just do what they do, and they don't seem to get ever penalized for it. So I'll pick Buford in 5A.
You know what? I'm going to change my mind. I know I never do this, but I'm going to take Buford. You talked me into it.
They recruit. I mean, the Metro Atlanta teams recruit, and that's the difference. You, in a small town like Brunswick, you recruit. Guy has to sit out a year. I mean, you got kids that are playing football at Buford now. They may go play baseball at another school in the spring.
Oh, by the way, apologies to both Brendan Derrick and Rocky Hidalgo for our phone line issues. We had them both on the phone. We just didn't transfer them over to the board because we're having phone line issues, and I'm not real happy about that.
Mm. 6A. This is the one local has all the local interest.
Flip a coin, man.
There's a lot of good teams in 6A. Well, Tucker's good. Mays is good. Coffee's good. Lee County's good. Glenn's good. Brunswick's good. Stevenson's good. There's a lot of good teams in 6A. So I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here, and I'm going to pick Mays in 6A.
Okay.
And that's going out on a limb, but I'm going to pick them.
Okay. Write this down.
Okay.
If Brunswick High beats Northside Warner Robins in the first round, and then they get to the second round and have to go on the road and beat Tucker on the road, I like Brunswick High's chances to be the favorite. I'm not saying they'll win it.
Duh.
I'm not saying they'll win it.
I mean, that's the toughest road to anybody
in any
bracket.
If Brunswick beats Northside Warner Robins and Tucker back-to-back, write it down. They'll be considered the favorite.
Well, I think so, too. I think Glenn Academy's got a nice bracket right here. You got Glenn, then get by Valdosta. Stevenson will come in here, and then Glenn's looking at playing Harrison minus Justin Fields, who's out for the season. And Glenn, They can get all the way. Well, I'm going to pick Glenn to get right here. I'm going to go ahead and take it that deal.
We're doing radio, so they can't see where right here is.
I'm picking Glenn to win against Valdosta, Stevenson, and Harrison to get to the Final Four to play Mays.
And you're doing what with Brunswick?
I'm not picking Brunswick because I'm not messing with Brunswick. I'm not even messing with that bracket. And I'm going to pick in the top left-hand bracket. I'm going to pick the Coffee County Trojans to get to the Final Four and play the Brunswick Tucker winner. I'll say it. Brunswick Tucker is going to get to the Final Four. That winner will play Coffee, and Mays will play Glen Academy, and the winner of those two games will play for the state championship.
I'm going to pick Lee to win the whole thing, former number one. This bracket, this 6A, man, it's really flip a coin because there are, like Kip said, there are a lot of good teams, but there's not a dominant team that's in this classification. I like the Glen Academy pick to get to the Elite Eight. Oh, man, getting to the Final Four, that'd be awesome.
Harrison is without Justin Fields.
Yeah, that is a big deal.
He's out for the season.
That is a big deal.
Glenn's getting to the Final Four. I'm calling that right now. Glenn is in the Final Four. Mays is going to beat Lee County to get to the Final Four. Coffee is going to beat Alpharetta to get to the Final Four. They're going to beat Alpharetta to get to the Final Four. And Brunswick Tucker winner is going to beat Decula to get to the Final Four.
That's assuming that Coffee's going to get out the first round against Effingham.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breaststick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia. 264-3813.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica dismantle Heritage 51-14 to advance to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs. The playoffs will start for both Glenn and Brunswick next week. Glenn wins a share of the region title with Brunswick as the Terriers pull away from Bradwell 45-14. The Terriers will be the number one seed. Brunswick Woodsheds Osborne 68-14 and claim the number 2 seed in the region. Both the Pirates and Terriers will be at home next week in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.